Genesis chapter 4. And Adam knew Chua, his woman, and she conceived, and bore Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from Yahuwah. And she again bore his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto Yahuwah. And Habel, he also brought of the firstlings of the flock and of the fat thereof. And Yahuwah had respect unto Habel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. And Yahuwah said to Cain, Why are you angry, and why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, shall you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and unto you shall be its desire, and you shall rule over him. And Cain talked with Habel his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Habel his brother, and killed him. And Yahuwah said unto Cain, Where is Habel your brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries unto me from the ground. And now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto you its strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall you be in the earth. And Cain said unto El Yahuwah, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from your face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that finds me shall kill me. And Yahuwah said unto him, Therefore whoever slays Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And Yahuwah set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of Yahuwah, and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his woman, and she conceived, and bore Chanak. And he built a city, and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Chanak. And unto Chanak was born Iriad, and Iriad begat Mehuael, and Mehuael begat Methushael, and Methushael begat Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two women. The name of one was Arah, and the name of the other Silah. And Arah bore Yaval, and he was the father of such as dwell in tents. And Arah bore Yaval, and he was the father of such that dwell in tents, and of such have cattle. And his brother's name is Yuval, and he was the father of all such as handle the harp and flute. And Silah, she also bore Tubal Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said unto his women, Arah and Silah, Hear my voice, ye women of Lamech, hearken unto my speech. For I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. And Adam knew his woman again, and she bore a son, and called his name Sheth. For Elohim, said she, has appointed me another seed instead of Havel, whom Cain slew. And to Sheth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enosh. Then man began to profane the name of Yahuwah. This is the sefer of the generations of Adam. In the day that Elohim created man, in the likeness of Elohim made he man. Male and female he created them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and begot a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Sheth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Sheth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Shet lived 105 years and begot Enosh. And Shet lived after he begot Enosh 807 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Shet were 912 years, and he died. And Enosh lived 90 years and begat Canaan. And Enosh lived after he begat Canaan 815 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years, and begat Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years, and begat Yared. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Yared 830 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the names of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Yared lived 162 years, and begat Hanak. And Yared lived after he begat Hanak 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Yared were 962 years, and he died. And Hanak lived 65 years, and begat Methushelah. And Hanak walked with Elohim after he begat Methushelah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Hanak were 365 years. And Hanak walked with Elohim, and he was not, for Elohim took him. And Methushelah lived 187 years, and begat Lamech. And Methushelah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methushelah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years, and begat a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which Yahuwah has cursed." And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of Elohim saw that the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them woman of all which they chose. And Yahuwah said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years." There were Nephilim on the earth in those days, who also gathered afterward, when the sons of Elohim came into the daughters of men, and they bore children unto them. The same became warriors and tyrants, which were from everlasting, mortal men of the name. And Yahuwah saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. And Yahuwah repented that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. And Yahuwah said, "I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for I repent that I have made them." But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahuwah. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with Elohim. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was also corrupt before Elohim, and the earth was filled with violence. And Elohim looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And Elohim said unto Noah, "The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make you an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shall you make in this ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which you shall make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shall you make to the ark, and in a cubit shall you finish it above. The door of the ark shall you set it in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shall you make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth, to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with you I will establish my covenant, and you shall come into the ark, you and your sons and your woman and your sons' women with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shall you bring into the ark, to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto you, to keep them alive. And take unto you of all food that is eaten, and you shall gather it to you, and it shall be for food for you and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that Elohim commanded him, so he did. And Yahuwah said unto Noah, Come, you and all your house into the ark, for you have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast you shall take to you by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made I will destroy from the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that Yahuwah commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons and his woman, and his sons' women with them, into the ark, because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts, and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creeps upon the earth. There went in two and two unto El Noah in the ark, the male and the female, as Elohim had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken open, and the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the same self day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's woman, and the three women of his sons with them into the ark. They, and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, and every bird of every sort. And they went into Noah, into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they went in male and female of all flesh, as Elohim had commanded him, and Yahuwah shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased, and bore up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed, and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth, and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life of all that was in the dry land died. And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heavens, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. And Elohim remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And Elohim made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters went aside. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained, and the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of 150 days the waters were abated. And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat, and the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth a raven, which went to and fro, until the waters were dried up off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him, to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand, and took her, and pulled her into him, into the ark. And he stayed yet another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. So the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet another 7 days, and sent forth the dove, which returned not again to him any more. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, was the earth dried. And Elohim spoke unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, you and your woman, and your sons' women with you. Bring forth with you every living thing that is with you, of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful, and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his woman, and his sons' women with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creeps upon the earth, after their kinds, went forth from the ark. And Noah built an altar unto Yahuwah, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered ascending smoke offerings on the altar. And Yahuwah smelled a sweet savor, and Yahuwah said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living, as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. And Elohim blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, and upon all that moves upon the earth, and upon all the fish of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that lives shall be meat for you, even as the green herb I have given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, you shall not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require, at the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheds man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of Elohim made he man. And you, be fruitful, and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein. And Elohim spoke unto Noah, and to his sons with him, saying, I, Behold, I establish my covenant with you, and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl and of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there be any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And Elohim said, This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a sign of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between Elohim and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And Elohim said unto Noah, This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be a husbandman, and he planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine and was drunk, and he uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brethren throughout. And Shem and Japheth took a garment, and laid it upon both their shoulders, and went backward, and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine, and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, Blessed be Yahuwah Elohai of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Elohim shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died.